Hello, everybody. I'm John Hegarty. I'm at Untalented, and we're with Canva and Unknown.
I want you to imagine that I'm a 10-year-old girl right now.
Right. And 10-year-old girl?
Yes, indeed.
Right, okay. I'm working on that. So, that's good.
Can you tell me what it is that you do to make money?
Well, I worked in advertising for 60 years, all right? And what is advertising? Advertising is about gaining attention for a product that you might want to buy. And the word comes from advertere. It's Latin. It means to get attention. So what you're trying to do, those maybe sneakers you're buying, the clothes you're buying, the record you're buying, advertising is to direct you towards that, to say, why didn't you think about me? So that's advertising.
I want to speak about your career very quickly. Can you point to one moment that led to the fastest acceleration in your career?
It was, we made a commercial for Levi's, and it was called Laundrette. And it featured a wonderful, wonderful guy called Nick Kamen taking his clothes off in a laundrette to the music of Heard It Through the Grapevine. And although I'd had a good career, that was an accelerating moment.
Top earner in your world. So if you reach the highest heights, what does somebody earn in your world?
Well, you know, I always say money's the last reason you should do anything. Do something because you love it. Obviously, you have to pay a mortgage. You have to do all those things. But, you know, I mean, the industry's changing, and but you could be earning £250,000. I'll do that in sterling.
Yeah.
You could be. You might even be able to earn more. You start your own company.
Yes.
And then you grow it and you grow it and somebody wants to acquire it. You could make millions.
What is the best ad of all time?
The best ad of all time, I think, was done for Volkswagen in 1967, and it's called Funeral.
What keeps you up at night creatively?
Curiosity. I think the fascination of, if you're a creative person, if you're living a creative life, then you're constantly engaged in the world. You're constantly looking, feeling, seeing. Those things kind of engage you and they keep you awake. You know, there's a lovely line about creativity. Creativity isn't an occupation. It's a preoccupation. You're doing it all the time. You know, I'm noticing the way you've got that white on your, that there, the way you put that. All of those things are registering. Your glasses are Ray-Ban, I think. You know, so you're taking it all in.
Where is the one place that you've had the most amount of creative ideas?
There's a great line. You do your best thinking when you're not thinking. Just walking, talking, might have a conversation with somebody and they say something. That's interesting. I saw that. Da, da, da. Bang. And an idea comes out. That's why meeting people, engaging, is fundamentally important for creativity. Sitting in front of a screen is not going to help you. Go out and look at the world. Be inspired by things around you.
Creativity or ego?
Creativity and ego do go together. In the sense that ego is I believe in this. And that's what creativity is about. If I define creativity for you, now most people can't define creativity. Creativity is an expression of self. How you're dressed is an expression of creativity. Yourself, how you did. Look at me. Look what I'm wearing. Look what I'm doing there. Creativity is about I. So therefore, ego is fundamentally important. The danger is if ego becomes hubris. That's when it becomes dangerous. But ego is fundamentally important.
How should young creatives navigate legacy versus new media?
I think they should do both. I think you learn by what's gone before. It inspires you. You know, I went to art school and you'd be told, go and see the Goya exhibition at the Tate, or go and see Rubens, or go and see Picasso. So you learn from these people. Not that you wanted to do work by them, but you learn from them. So, you know, legacy is fundamentally important. Then you work out how you want to reinterpret in the world today and be connected to the world today. Engage with people. Talk to people, find out what they're about, and you're learning all the time. So both those things are fundamentally important.
And if you had a room full of 21-year-olds right now about to embark on their career in the creative industry, what is the one thing you would tell them to do?
I'd say, look at all the Grand Prix Cannes winners of the last 50, 60 years.
Really?
So for the first 30 years, 40 years, it was just one.
Yeah.
So it'll take you about 40 minutes. It's not bad, is it? You'll see all the Grand Prix winners. Just go and see them and surround yourself with great work. If you read shit, you'll think shit, you'll create shit. Great music, great art, great writing, great architecture. Be inspired. That's what you need to be.
How does bravery play a part in today's brand climate?
Well, bravery is fundamentally important because we're all competing for attention. And if I repeat what everybody else has done, then I'm not going to get attention. So attention is the new dynamic. I've got to get attention. So how do I do that? By doing something that's relevant to what I'm about, but I do it in a way which engages with people. It's guiding, and it isn't going to be like everything else. So in that sense, it's brave. I'm going to be different.
If you were a creator on TikTok, what would you imagine your thing would be?
Well, I do these really silly, funny little illustrations, okay. And I'd start with those.
Okay.
And I'd make observations about life.